Welcome. Each week, we're going to have a theme. And our theme this first week is to define trust, because trust means something different to everyone. On day one, we defined trust as faith, whether that's faith in nature or faith in a higher intelligence, or if you're spiritual, faith in God. It's healthy to believe in something greater than your own self. And today, day two, let's define trust as vision. I'm creating this meditation on MLK Day, and obviously Martin Luther King had a vision for a world of equality. And now when you hear his famous I Have a Dream speech, you know it almost by heart. You've heard it so many times, it's like a Beatles song. It's etched in your mind. But to realize the conditions that Martin Luther King Jr. was dealing with when he made that speech in 1963, the racism, the threats on his life, the fears that MLK and all African Americans faced in that era, and to have the boldness to stand up and say, here's the vision. I'm going to talk about this loud and clear. He received hate mail, pipe bombs. The police were against him. People wanted him dead. Imagine raising children in that environment. At the county sheriff's office, Martin Luther King applied for a permit to allow a night watchman at his home to carry a gun and protect his family. And the sheriff denied the permit. I mean, that's what he was dealing with. And yet MLK continued to stand up and share his vision and trust his vision in front of millions. And one of MLK's great quotes, "Our scientific power has outrun our spiritual power. We have guided missiles and misguided men." One thing I hope you experience in these meditations is growing fond of the quiet time that we share when we meditate. Using that time to let something stir within you, to nurture your vision. The more you are willing to experience your inner life, the more your intuition and vision become clear and known. A vibrant inner life is far more powerful than a busy outer one. And most people have no sense of their vision. When you look around, our addiction to our phones has gotten so bad. I was in Starbucks this morning. Every single person in Starbucks was glued to their phone. When I was watching the football playoffs yesterday with a bunch of friends, if you weren't watching the game, you were glued to your phone. Me too. I am not immune by any stretch. But is there a vision for a world where we have more humanity and less phone time? Is that possible? Again, our scientific power has outrun our spiritual power. We have guided missiles and misguided men. Instead of sharing and spreading pictures and videos and text messages, instead of reading on our phones about what everyone else is doing, can you, can I take this time in meditation to activate something within yourself that is peaceful and calming and intuitive and impassioned? And can you share that? Can you spread that? Trust as vision, something that comes from within you, something that comes from your gut and your heart and your soul, something that is too important to stuff down and hold back. The more you allow yourself to feel it, the more you trust that it's real. Hermann Hesse wrote the famous book, Siddhartha. And in that book, there's a great quote. "I wanted only to live in accord with the promptings which came from my own true self." Why was that so difficult? Let's create the space, just for a few minutes, to feel what's most real to you, to nurture your vision. It might not be super clear today, but we'll get there. So here's another way to think about this. It's super rare in today's world when you hear someone say, "I have a vision." I mean, when you hear someone say that, you stop and listen. It's not necessarily that you're going to agree with their vision. It's more that this person who said, "I have a vision," they've taken the time to feel and listen to their own self. They've taken the time to assemble their thoughts, and they have the courage to share them. And we can all do that right now. Nothing's holding you back. So let's do it. Take a moment to get a little more comfortable. Spread out. Relax. If you'd like, you can close your eyes. And just start to turn your attention inwardly. Notice the noise and the chatter in your mind. And let's find space between your thoughts. It might just be tiny little spaces, but the more you sit and relax, those gaps between your thoughts get wider. Starting to hear and feel what's going on between and beyond your thoughts. Let's focus on this moment, nothing more, this moment. And let's focus on this breath, nothing more. This breath. Follow the breath in and follow the breath out. Follow the breath in, follow the breath out. Again, follow the breath in. Follow the breath out. And let's come to today's centering thought. Just this moment, just this breath. Just this moment, just this breath. Turning inside, listening, feeling. Learning to trust this moment, this breath. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to meditate. And every time your mind wanders off, come back to those words to center yourself. Just this moment, just this breath. Just this moment, just this breath. In a few minutes, I'll be back. if your mind wandered off, just this moment, just this breath. Just this moment, just this breath. coming back to the moment. Trust as vision. In the spirit of MLK, who stood tall amidst the hate mail and the pipe bombs, the racism, the police who denied his request for a guard to protect his family. Even then, he nurtured a vision and he shared his vision, and he has something so few people have, a legacy. It's so rare in today's world that someone actually says, "I have a vision." When you hear someone say that, you stop and you listen. They've taken the time to feel and listen to their own self, to assemble their thoughts, and find the courage to share them. So today and every day, let's create the space to feel what's most real and most sure to you, the promptings from your true self. To nurture your vision and to trust it. And if all this feels like too much, come back to this moment and this breath. Just this moment, just this breath, just this moment, just this breath. I'll see you tomorrow. Peace.